Good morning, Tim.
Morning, Nathaniel. It's pretty self-explanatory if you've ever experienced the songs that, we listen to a whole bunch of music, and at some point some of those songs are just going to come back unbidden into your head. In the music psychology world, we kind of call it involuntary musical imagery, and we call it that because it's imagery. It's in your head. It doesn't sort of feel like it's out in the world. That's a whole different thing. So it's imagined. It's musical, pretty obviously, because it's songs and things, and it's involuntary. They just come into your head, and sometimes you can't get rid of them.
Well, what's the psychology behind it actually getting stuck in your head?
At a really basic level, the psychology is that at some level, you've got to have heard the song enough so that you've got a memory of the song. You've got a trace of the song. You can remember how it goes. You've got enough information there for it to come into your head again, basically. So it's a memory phenomenon at that level. The song's in your memory, and you've got for some reason it's come from your memory into your current consciousness, and you've become aware that that song is in your consciousness.
Mm. Well, is there a certain type of music that's more likely to be stuck in your head?
What the research that we've done has basically found is that when I was first doing research on this, it was pretty soon after Call Me Maybe by Carly Rae Jepsen had come out. And I was kind of expecting about half of the participants just had that song stuck in their head because it was sort of famous for being pretty catchy. But what we actually found was that most people had different songs stuck in their head. It was depending on what they'd been listening to. It was depending on, on stuff like what they'd listened to recently and how often they'd listened to it, rather than stuff like, it being a super catchy thing. But there has been research showing that songs that get more often mentioned as earworms, they tend to have more leaps in the melody than the average song, and they tend to have like shapes of melodies that are melodies that you would come to expect, basically. That has seemed to be something that people have found, but I think there needs to be a little bit more research on other kinds of things and melodies that might be causing that too.
Mm. Well, funny that you brought that up, because as soon as you brought it up, I got the melody stuck in my head. Now it's not going away. What can I actually do to, get these songs out of my head? Because I do like Carly Rae Jepsen, but, maybe not the best time to have a song stuck in my head.
Well, yeah, I've just met you, Nathaniel, and this might be crazy, but the way to try and get the songs stuck out of your head that's been sort of found in research is to chew gum.
Chew gum. Ah.
So it's a surprising suggestion, because people wouldn't think that that has anything to do with songs. But basically, the system of our consciousness, what in psychology sometimes gets called verbal working memory, is related to our ability to... but basically, the brain sends information and activation to your throat, to your jaw, and things like that, in order for you to say the words that you've got to say when you talk. And it uses that kind of system, that like a sort of a feedback system there, to hold more stuff in memory.
Right.
So when you chew gum, you kind of avoid that from you kind of stop that from being used as efficiently as it could otherwise be used. And so, because it seems like there's something vocal about a lot of the melodies that we get stuck in our head, it's sort of ourselves sort of singing it to ourselves in our head in a sort of funny kind of way, even if it sounds like you're listening to the recording in your head in a way. Because of that, if you block that mechanism, it's less likely to get stuck in your head. Not saying it's going to be a foolproof method, but it might work.
So also work to prevent it from even getting in to begin with?
I'm doing some research to try and figure out stuff like that now, and I'll let you know in, a year's time or something once we know the results.
Please do.
But yeah, maybe that could work.
Well, I'm more than happy to get some gum and do a little science experiment for you this afternoon.
Right, sure.
Well, Dr. Byron, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Right. You're welcome, Nathaniel.